This is Washington Watch with Tony Perkins, your daily voice in Washington, D.C. on the issues of faith, family, and freedom. And now, here's your host, Family Research Council President Tony Perkins.
Hello, America. This is Washington Watch on Friday, July 15, in the year of our Lord, 2016. We're coming to you live from Cleveland, Ohio. I'm your guest, Ken Klukowski, Senior Counsel and Director of Strategic Affairs at First Liberty Institute, the largest law firm in the United States exclusively dedicated to protecting religious liberty. Check out what we're doing there, fighting for your rights, at firstliberty.org. Also, senior legal editor for Breitbart News Network, exposing the truth about the liberal left and telling you the real news that the mainstream media tries to ignore. Find out what's really going on in your nation and your world at Breitbart.com. But I'm not speaking to you today on behalf of First Liberty or Breitbart. Instead, I'm speaking to you as a husband, a father, and a citizen blessed to live in the greatest nation in the history of planet Earth, the United States of America. We're going to be talking about faith, family, and freedom, and we want you to join us. And today we are going to be focusing on the presidential election of 2016 and the breaking news coming out across the Atlantic right now of an attempted military coup from Turkey. We're going to be talking national security, we're going to be talking terrorism, and we're going to be talking about the different visions that presidential candidates are putting forward in terms of the direction that they want to lead our nation and their different promises to keep us safe when someone will be elected as the 45th president of the United States next January 20, 2017. Now, I'll tell you, given the subject matter that we're going to be talking about, I think it's important for me to emphasize to all of you that Washington Watch and our related affiliates do not support or oppose candidates for president or any federal office. Any endorsements made or opinions expressed are in the personal capacity of your host or the guests and do not represent the views of Washington Watch Network or, again, any of our affiliates.